said it's not helpful to Democrats to have everybody talking about Nancy Pelosi and, you know, San Francisco and Queens. Is that your view as well?
Well, look, I think that at the end of the day, most people think locally. I mean, most folks aren't concerned about Senator Schumer or Speaker Pelosi. They're worried about, at home, do I have health care? Do I have a decent job? Is a company going to leave? What are these tariffs going to do? So from that perspective, you know, look, everybody likes to make demagogues, but it's really about trying to connect with people around their kitchen table or around the bars.
You avoided the question of whether you're here running for president. What are you here doing?
Well, I was honest in as much as that, and I think rightfully so, the time that I've been in Iowa, people are focused on, as they should be, these state elections coming up in 84 days. And I have been trying to listen and learn, not just in Iowa and other states. And really right now that is as far as it goes. I don't know what I'll do.
Can you talk kind of big picture? What do you think for the party the priorities should be as you kind of move through 18 into 20?
Well, I'm sorry, I just stepped down. The national priorities policy-wise or how we
Big picture vision kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, whether you live in, and you even got that from some of those questions today, I mean, whether you live in Ohio or whether you live in the East Coast, most people actually want and value the same thing. They want a decent job. They want a roof over their head, a safe community, good public schools, clean air and clean water, the belief you can do better than your kids or grandkids, for your kids and grandkids and even you. Somewhere along the line, what we've seen is, when I was growing up, 90% of 30-year-olds were doing better than their parents were at age 30. Today, it's only half. So folks don't feel like they're getting a fair shot in getting ahead. That economy is broken. Then the political system, that's what I was talking about, is broken because you look at that and there's nowhere to go. You don't believe that the political system actually represents the will and interests of most Americans. And that's what led to, I think, the fraying of the social bonds that we're having. So I think as Democrats going forward, we ought to be talking about the fact that, look, not everybody's getting ahead in this economy, and we're going to work and fight to make sure that you can get ahead. And that the way to actually bring a country together isn't the divisions and the fraying that we're seeing under the current administration, when we expect, candidly, less out of our president than we do of our preschoolers in our communities. That doesn't help that overall, the lifting of the representative democracy that we expect.
You referenced that you're a Democrat in a mostly Republican state. Is the idea that you are in a unique position that others just simply can't compare in terms of being able to bring people together?
Well, I'm not sure if that's the idea or, I mean, the reality is my legislature is almost two-thirds Republican. The reality is I've had to figure out a way to bridge gaps to get things done. And I think that there were a chunk of folks, especially right after the 2016 election, right, that wanted to say, oh, I can't believe these people that voted for Trump. Well, between 20 and 30 of the people that voted for Trump are my voters. So I think as Democrats, we got to say not what's going on with those voters, but what's going on with us that we can't necessarily connect with them. And I think I am the only Democrat that got reelected in a state where President Trump won. So I have something to add to that conversation, at least.
What is it that you think that you have in common with the president that they would vote for both you and the president?
Well, I think that at least it wasn't what do I have in common with the president, but I think, first of all, I showed up in places that there just wasn't Democrats. I engaged and I listened. I talked about the values that we ought to be fighting for. And I think that a good chunk of those voters, they might have had to overlook things that they didn't necessarily like about me, but they knew that I would be fighting to try to make their lives better. So it's not necessarily, oh, we shared the same things, but they said, I can trust Bullock to work hard each day. And I often frame things sort of the public good versus narrow self-interest. In Montana, that's public lands. It's one of the great equalizers. Now, that's not a Democrat or Republican issue. Public education. My kids go to the same schools I did going up. That's one of those things that gives everybody the opportunity. Public participation in our representative democracy. Those are all things I talked about during the campaign, but also I fight for in office. And I think that's also what a lot of those folks, a lot of people said, okay, this guy can bridge some of those divides in Montana. You got it all.
Thank you.
You haven't taken one picture yet.
I took a few.
Oh, I thought that was recorded. I was joking. Simple guy from a small town, don't understand those cameras. Thank you guys.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.